Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother, Scott Charlesworth.
Scott,
how are we doing?
We're definitely doing.
We're doing things,
we're living, we're existing, but do we want to? Possibly not.
I gotta say, I'm pretty happy at the moment.
Ben picked a magnificent movie for today's pick, this week's pick. It rattled me to my bones.
It struck a chord.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Look, honestly, man, there's not much to say about this.
Before we do get into the movie, obviously when we watch movies together, it's pretty hectic. I haven't seen you this depressed ever.
Not since the Great War.
Not since the Great War of
2019.
Yes.
I feel like let me just adjust this.
That's all right.
Because
should we have some goofy music whilst you adjust your thing?
Adjust me.
I got it. It might be copyright though. All right. Now, I know the news cycle. It's filled with bad things.
Yes.
Before we get into the podcast, I just want to say that we do have some good news. We do have some good news on the horizon. You know, obviously, there's a lot of terrible things out there, but it's good to get reminded of the good stuff.
It is good to get reminded of the good stuff. You need some good energy in times of trouble. Please, hit me.
Well, obviously, I am a Christian man.
Where are you going with this?
And yet, as a humble man of the Lord, I did partake in what's called sports betting, and it's what the Lord intended. It's for every man. I believe it's Mark chapter 3 verse 16. It's every man must learn how to put on a five leg multi. And here they went. I did fart as well, by the way, so that stinks.
That's okay. That's revenge because I did fart.
Yeah.
Earlier. Like 15 minutes ago, and it was terrible.
Yeah, that stinks. That smells like a Martelli's fruit market. closed down and sad. I did win. So the point is, I've made a lot of bets in my time. Oh. I was sitting at a very hard negative.
Yeah.
State of origin came, and so did I, and I came out with $108 profit. So I am now $40 to $50 back in the red. Sorry, in the black. I am in. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put it all back on the pokies tonight, and we're going to double that money. We are going to double, just like the Lord intended.
Amen.
Got to have some good, hard, cold Christian news.
Well, thank you for that, Ben. That was very enlightening.
Yeah.
Would you like to say the Grace. Title of the of this movie that we did watch today? It has taken so much energy out of me. I actually feel like that I've spent the last 24 hours in a hot sauna or something.
Yes.
It feels like it's drained the actual life out of me.
We should cold plunge after this. Get the ice bucket, cold plunge.
We should do a cold
LeBron
plunge.
LeBron James ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so last week we watched Ratatouille, 2007. Yes.
Fantastic movie. Just fantastic. It was so good.
And you know what? As a Christian man, I'm going to say it's a good movie.
It is a good movie. Yeah.
It is a good movie. But we decided, I think it was Scott's pick today. He wanted to pick the ripoff movie from Brazil.
This is entirely Ben's
pick. Called Ratatouille. So, I think this was initially made famous by the YouTuber Danny Gonzalez.
Yes, it was.
5 years ago, he did a video on it. I think it's got 17 million views now. So, we thought, let's get a bit of Danny's clout.
Let's jump on that bandwagon.
And we'll jump on that train.
Yeah.
We did Ratatouille last week, so what better time to do Ratatouille? I think we couldn't have done this any other time.
No, this is actually the perfect time to do it. And I will never watch this movie ever again. So, you have chosen your time very wisely.
Yeah. We should have
Ben's pick, by the way. Just really want to make that clear. Ben's pick.
Yes.
Ben's pick.
Scott's pick. Scott
picked
this one. Scott picked this one.
Ben's pick.
This movie should have been watched high. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. Look, I feel like that's the only way to truly enjoy the genius of this movie, I would say.
I think there's a lot of hidden genius that hidden we genius. Missed out on here because we were because in I the
didn't
wrong mindset.
It. I didn't pick up on it.
No.
There was no genius that I saw.
Oh, Jesus.
You... With a sober mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a beer in the hand, but that didn't do anything.
A young Henry's Newtowner. Not
shout
sponsored.
Out. Big shout out.
Big shout out.
Would love to get sponsored.
Read your
all right.
Read your synopsis. Again, you going no notes?
No notes. I'm absolutely nude.
We're not going to pause this week like we did last week.
We didn't pause. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, true. True. It was a seamless cut.
Okay. Marcel Toing, a rat, is the owner of one of the best restaurants in Rio de Janeiro. Everyone raves about his food until a group of jealous rats plan to put an end to his success. What a great synopsis that is. And we got this. We got Ratatouille. Firstly, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
The elephant in the room about this movie. Obviously, it's a low-budget movie. Mm. The animation is going to be shoddy, but by God, this was fucking horrible. This was bad, man.
Nothing looked rendered properly. The character models were just woeful.
I love how the humans portrayed in this movie were just legs.
Yeah.
They were just legs.
Good legs. Great legs.
Some good looking legs there.
Good looking legs.
Hello.
Wow.
Oh, I just had a burger burp.
Yeah? Breathe it over here.
A worm and, what was it? Worm and cheeseburger.
A worm and cheddar cheeseburger.
Yeah, wow. What about that?
The dad was like, don't eat that, it's plastic. And the kid's like, I'm partial to plastic. Yeah. I love this movie. I loved everything about it. I thought the characters looked brilliant. Okay, look, when you compare...
The shading was so good.
When you compare this movie to something shit like Ratatouille, obviously, it speaks for itself. This movie is what Ratatouille was based on. You can see that Ratatouille took a lot of influence from Ratatouille. The name, the whole...
Released in the same year,
released in the same year, exactly.
So, obviously, a ripoff of Ratatouille.
Exactly. Obviously, Pixar, bigwigs, you know what Disney's like.
I know, yeah. Mm. You know, pinching. That's how they got the Lion King story. Yeah,
they stole it from...
That's actually true, though.
The Kimba the Lion or whatever, the Japanese...
What was it? Yeah, we should investigate into that more. I know there's been plenty of YouTube videos and things on that already, but we should do a comparison.
Next week.
Ooh, compare Kimba the Lion to the new Lion King.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the most profitable movies ever. Did you know that?
Featuring Beyonce.
And Jon Favreau directed.
Oh,
my
no.
God. And
How the Mighty Have Fallen.
Not Don Cheadle. What's his name? I'm going to his concert next year.
Gambino.
Yeah. Yeah, Donald Glover. Don Cheadle. Yeah, Don Cheadle.
There's a lot of Dons in this industry.
Yeah, and I tell you what, his Don is good, mate. not sponsored, though. Not sponsored. But how good...
Hey, there wasn't any Don in this movie.
Yeah, I tell you what.
I didn't see any Don.
There was no Dong, but there were a couple little female rats looking a bit weird. Why were the character designs like that?
Why do they walk like that, man?
Why do the female rats have titties? Do female rats have titties?
It happens a lot in these animated movies to build the feminine look for a character, especially in early 2000s movies or late 2000s even.
Mm.
The character does... Actually, you know what? It's happened throughout animation history.
Period.
Period, yeah.
Bambi didn't have boobs.
She didn't have thick-ass hips. This is fucked, man. There were some rats with some thick-ass hips in this.
Yeah.
And not in the right way.
No.
It was fucked.
I felt odd.
I felt uncomfortable.
Looking at the that pink rat when she would
she was
wink
very
at
flirtatious
the
with Marcel. And she wanted some Marcel.
I didn't like it when she winked at the camera. I didn't like it when the cat winked at the camera. I felt uncomfortable. I felt odd. And yet enjoyable. No. no, Christian man. No, not really. Yeah, look, the characters were shocking. Let's talk about the cat. The cat was fucked.
That was the most fucked thing in this entire movie. It looks like a cross between... I feel like they got an animation for a frog or something, and they just put like a cat texture over the top of it.
But also, why is the cat running on its hind legs?
Because stupid. I reckon it's cheaper to animate it that way. You don't have to animate four legs. You're just animating two. Yeah, that's exactly why. Okay. And that's exactly why half the characters didn't move while they were talking. They were just standing there doing this.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, just like flailing their arms around and things like that.
And then when they did walk, it looked like they had a carrot up their ass. Just look terrible.
I feel like, okay, yes, very shitty animation and stuff, but it would have gotten away with it if it hadn't a hilarious story. You know, if... Mm. Not throwing too much shade, but Hoodwinked comes to mind. Is a movie where it's got a good story, but it's fucking atrocious animation.
Yeah,
but it's terrible. Funny. It really builds on it.
Yeah.
This, I mean, look, obviously didn't have good writers and stuff like that. If it had some funny writers that wanted to parody it a little bit, do a bit of throw in some social commentary, bit of adult humor in there.
Yeah.
That would have lifted its game. But we got this.
I mean, we didn't watch it in its native language. We probably should have watched...
We should have watched it in...
I guess it was Spanish.
Spanish, yeah. It was Spanish.
But we watched the English dub because that's all we could find on YouTube.
Yeah.
So probably that's on us. That's why the voice acting was so god-awful and I kept trying to turn it down.
Look, man, I'm going
to
be honest.
You told me to turn it up at one point because I turned it down so low.
You turned it down. Oh, look, I was like, you know what? This plot might thicken. It might get better. And it didn't. It just got so much worse. One of my pet peeves about this movie, and it's just a pet peeve in general, is the squeaky voices, squeaky voice characters. This movie was just littered with it. That's all that was in there. It was just characters that had that high-pitched squeaky voice.
Yeah, it's so piercing to the ear. I hate it. I honestly hate it. This movie actually does make Home
my ears are bleeding under here.
Well, I thought we had the volume on really loud, and I checked, and we only had it at like 20.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
Well, YouTube is louder than streaming platforms.
Oh, okay, Mr. Buddy. Sorry, Mr. Audio to go.
Sorry, Mr. Technical over here.
Yeah, bloody Mr. Master, Technical. Mate, eh? I just put a bit of normalization on it, mate. Just that sorts of trick.
Just put a limiter on that. Just squash it down.
Master the track. No, thank you, mate. I fucking put a bit of normalization on it, mate.
Yeah.
That's what I got told.
Put a little bit of compression on there.
Makes the highs too highs and the lows too low. Don't normalize your tracks, people. That's what I got taught. Well, I actually got taught to normalize. And I, yeah.
Yeah. That's some great knowledge right there. Well done.
That's right. I won $100 on Sportsbet.
Coming in hot.
So the great Lord intended.
Yep. Shout out. Big shout out. You know, there are many, many things in this movie.
There were many
things in this movie.
I think a big...
Food.
There's food.
Yeah. Cheese, which is also a food.
They had worm burgers.
They had... which is also a food.
At the start, that dude
mouse
was
traps,
like...
That had mouse traps.
I don't know if it's Gorgonzola or a cabin bear.
The whole 15-minute period at the beginning of the film was fucking pointless.
Yeah, it added nothing.
I'm very happy, and it earns a nug for this.
Wow.
It earns a nug for this, for not being in the exact same location the entire time. Because I really thought this was just going to be a commentary on rats bringing each other food and just complaining about shit and just going, oh, this is the best restaurant in town. Oh, my gosh.
You know what? I disagree. I would have rathered 44 minutes of just them in the restaurant complaining
about
food.
But what about the montage, bro? What about the montage that was repeated not twice, but three times trying to mimic Mission Impossible, putting on the gear and stuff?
Again... I just wanted them in the restaurant just arguing, just saying random shit. It made no sense the start, and I was loving it.
Yeah. Then we started... all went downhill as soon as the competitors left the restaurant, the competitor rats.
Oh, I hated them.
Yeah.
I mean, I hated Marcel. I hated everyone, honestly. And then that fat cunt called Greg. And he kept
fucking hell, Greg.
Yeah, you fat cunt. And he kept saying precisely... Piss off, you dog. It's not funny. You're an idiot.
It's just absolute brain rot. I don't know. I don't even know what to say.
It is. This honestly makes Instagram Reels look like, you know, a dopamine detox.
Yeah, seriously.
It was awful. I do actually have notes.
Do you have any standout moments from this film that actually caught you by surprise? Anything that actually made you go, wow. That was a little bit okay.
Well, yeah, probably the suit-up scene. Let's talk about that.
Okay, the montage, yeah.
They kept running for some reason. Why'd they have to run in the montage scene? Hey, man,
they got to get fit, you know? It's Thursday night. They're going out to steal some food from the human kitchen. Yeah. And, yeah, they got to get fit, you know? Got to pump some iron, get the blood pumping.
Yeah, get those rat legs going, little cheeky dogs.
Honestly, that was probably my favorite part of the movie, just because of how ridiculous it was.
Yeah. We want to talk about ridiculous. What about when the aristocrat rats started dancing?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's scare the humans, but before let's do like a weird sort of Egyptian, like walk like an Egyptian sort of dance move. Like, yeah. What the fuck are you guys doing?
I don't know. I just,
I said that. I'm just trying to read my notes here. The spoon in the kitchen where he just keeps stirring. Every time we cross to the kitchen, the Marcel's just stirring a pot.
I love it how he doesn't have any fantastic kitchen setup. It's just like he's just stirring some shit out of a can. And it's just like, yeah, you know, we're making burgers out of this can. We're just stirring soup.
He never did anything else but stir out of that fucking can.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Man.
Maybe he's
just got the ability. He can just cook. With liquid.
Just by stirring.
Yeah.
Also, what else are they putting strawberries in? And how did that strawberry that they stole from the human kitchen last a whole week?
Look, I feel like the fact that we're diving so deep to look into the logic of this movie, it just shows how much it's tortured our minds from watching it.
It's so bad.
Is there anything that you found? Why not? Let's chuck a trivia thing in right now. Is there anything you found about this movie that was like, wow, didn't expect that?
Yeah. When we were sort of like, we thought we were pretty far through the movie.
Yeah.
And then our cousin and auntie dropped round to say hi. Paused the movie.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that was...
And we thought we were nearly done with it. And we realized we're only 19 minutes into the movie.
Yeah.
That was probably where I was like, oh, wow.
This is fucked.
Yeah. And then they said, what are you watching? And we're like, oh, well, we're watching a Ratatouille ripoff called Ratatouille. And then our auntie was like, oh, surely you're not going to keep watching that. And we said, no, for the podcast, we will.
We must.
And when we get about 13 views on this video after 2 years, we will regret that.
Yeah.
Because we could have watched something good, but we wasted 44 minutes of our lives.
Yeah. We could have watched Hereditary.
We could have. Fuck that. Watching Hereditary. That'd be stupid.
Oh, man, that'd be a ridiculous idea. I can't believe that we would even think of that idea.
In all seriousness, we're not watching Hereditary for a long while because we watched Midsommar recently.
Mm.
Well, episode 30-ish. Go back and listen to Midsommar. Great episode. Ari Aster, incredible director.
Yeah.
Eventually, we get to Beau Is Afraid as well. We wanted to, you know...
You know what? I'm interested to watch that movie.
Yeah.
Let's
actually just talk about Beau Is Afraid.
That trailer was fucking psychedelic as shit. Like that.
And it didn't perform well.
Which is surprising, seeing as it's... got Joaquin in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call him Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Yeah. Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix. Listen.
Let me do a quick fire.
Can we... All right, before you quick fire, comparison to Home, which was a notorious film.
Of
our podcast reviews.
Go back and listen. We hated Home.
It was a zero.
DreamWorks
Home. Worst movie ever created.
That was a zero. We did give that a zero.
This movie was still better than that.
You reckon?
This movie was still better than Home.
Oh, I don't know.
Fucking saying something.
I don't know.
Nah, man. Home is like clawing your eyes. It's like removing, I don't know, just flailing your skin or something.
This is like the... getting a syringe of acid and shoving it in your dick hole.
Yeah.
And just spraying that shit till it
leaks. More like a bottle of sriracha down there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or it's kind of like getting a Carolina Reaper and then just rubbing that shit on your asshole.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get like the Xbox Red Ring of Death.
Yep.
And it just stays there for 16 hours and gets chafed and sad.
That sounds like a really, sounds like a fun time.
Honestly, that would be good. Next podcast, we're rubbing Carolina Reapers on our assholes.
Yes, yes.
Fuck, this has destroyed us, man.
This is ruined.
This isn't a good episode.
It's ruined me.
It's not a good episode either.
This is fucked.
It's not a good, like, this is not entertaining.
No, absolutely
I'll
not.
Do a quick fire.
Please,
quick
give
fire.
Me a quick fire.
What was the point of the rat who had a moustache, one of the aristocrats, and then in one scene he just randomly takes it off and then it's back?
No, I like that. I did like that.
You like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What about when that fat, stupid rat, just saying the rat,
yeah.
I just didn't like the rats, the character design, it's all good. Don't get at me.
Oh, I didn't know where you were going with that just
losing
then.
My goddamn mind. Where he knocks down the spoon when they first go into the human kitchen and he knocks down the spoon and then they go back to the human kitchen again and the spoon is just like back to where it was, like up on top of the jar.
Reusing shots.
Next scene, it's knocked over.
Yeah.
But you don't see him knock it over. So does that mean he knocked it over twice because he's that clumsy? Or the animator's that lazy, they just reuse the same shot?
You know what? Maybe he did knock off the spoon and he's like, I'll put it back up here because I know I'm going to knock it over again and that'll be funny.
Well, they knocked this movie out of the park is what I'm saying.
Yeah, home run, honestly.
The aristocrat rats getting sent to the laboratory, that's pretty funny at the end. And then they're like, oh, no, don't worry. They take good care of him in the laboratory.
Is that what happened? I tuned out.
Yeah, okay.
No, I actually don't remember that.
The two aristocrat rats with the swords, little toothpicks, who were like, we're going to steal your cheese. Give me your cheese.
Bro, they could have just gone up onto the table, like the guy said, and taken some cheese and gone, hey, you know what? You want to be business partners? Because we'll get some stuff. You'll get some stuff. We'll both have successful restaurants.
That's true.
But no.
They got sent to a laboratory.
Mm.
You know what I just realized? The rat who left the restaurant unlocked. We never see him after he left it unlocked.
No.
That
we
waiter.
Do. We do see him.
We do?
In the final scene when they're all like, yay.
All right.
And like Marcel's up there. He's stirring his little pot. He's got his spoon in the can and he's stirring it around and then there's the waiter and he's like, I didn't do anything wrong. Yes, you did. You fucked up the entire movie, bro.
Yeah, stupid.
It's all his fault.
This studio sucks and the studio, I just had it and now it's gone. Doesn't matter. Should we just get into real shit?
It's quite dark in here, isn't it?
It just got dark, yeah. That's going to affect the video.
No, it's a bit of ambience.
It is a bit of ambience.
It's a bit of ambience.
Video Brinquedo. Is the studio. They've done many, many good films.
Oh, is this one of those... This is one of those studios that does a knockoff of every Pixar movie, right?
Not even. They've done The Little Panda Fighter. Knockoff of Kung Fu Panda.
Kung Fu Panda.
Actually, let's play a game. Try and guess what the knockoff is.
I like this. Yeah. Knockoff trivia.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So, this is the studio. Video Brinquedo. They've also done What's Up? Balloon to the Rescue.
Well, that's easy. That's Up.
Correct. They've done Little Cars in the Great Race.
So, obviously, Cars.
Correct.
I mean, if it has the name of the other movie in the name, it give me a hard one.
Little B.
I mean, the B movie.
Yep, yep. Okay, this one's pretty hard. We've got Gladiformers.
Wow, I wonder what that one could be.
It's Transformers.
Oh, I thought it was Gladiator.
We've got Tiny Robots.
That's actually stumped me.
Mm.
Oh, is it just robots?
Yeah, it's just robots.
Oh, okay. That's a good... We should watch that for the podcast.
Next week.
I love that movie.
Next week, we'll watch it.
Yeah, we'll watch that next week. Definitely not Hereditary, which we're going to watch months and months away.
All right, this one's the last one I'll do. It's a hard one. The Little Cars 2 in Rotopolis Adventures.
Mm. Yeah, I'm stumped. I don't know what that one
is. Cars 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Should we get into some letterbox?
Yeah.
Trivia first. That's
Please.
How we do it. All right. Trivia. It's one of that studio's most infamous films, Video Brinquedo.
Yeah. You know what? I bet it's got a cult following now that heaps of people have given it attention.
Yeah.
I mean, it does have almost 400,000 views on YouTube.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Pretty good.
But... I doubt that that studio is making any money from that because it's off a private YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, it's called L.
L.
So I don't know if that's the same studio.
I'm surprised they haven't gotten copyright on that.
They probably would have got copyright for the movie, so.
Yeah.
It's like fine.
Well, that's why there's no ads on it.
Ah, yeah.
It's not monetized.
Course. Yeah.
Yeah.
The trivia's shit for this movie.
Of course. What are you going to find? It's made in Brazil.
Made in Brazil.
Yeah.
And released to capitalize on Ratatouille, obviously. Made famous by Danny Gonzalez, so...
That was a good one.
Thank you. Letterboxd time?
Yeah, please. I'm interested to hear what the people think, because I'm sure they think very similar. Or completely the opposite.
They do.
It's Letterboxd.
Here's one from the Seed Bearer. It's a big review, so I won't read it all. But I'll read a little bit. To be fair, you have to have a very high IQ to understand Ratatouille. The humor is extremely subtle. Without a solid grasp of theoretical physics, most of the jokes will go over a typical viewer's head. There is also Marcel Tong's nihilistic outlook, which is deftly woven into his characterization. His personal philosophy draws heavily from Naradanya Volya literature. I've definitely butchered that name.
Yeah.
Then he goes on and just talks about how people are idiots if you don't understand this. Greg's catchphrase, precisely, is just such a strong catchphrase.
Yeah, yeah, really speaks to the audience.
And he ends it off by saying, I'm smirking right now, just imagining one of those simpletons searching their heads in confusion as Michael Gabriel's genius wit unfolds itself onto their television screens. What fools, how I pity them. Half a star from the Seed Bearer. So he wrote all of that to give it half a star.
You know what? Big respect.
Big, big respect.
He can take my seed.
From Lindsay, why did the girl rats have titties? Half a star. I mean,
well, there we go. It's brought up again.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you.
And Sam, every time I have intercourse, I have to watch Ratatouille. 3 stars. So
it's 1 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah, 1 out of 10 for me too. So yep.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. All with the usernames Butts to Nuts. Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.